It was a wet day in early spring. Dense, fog-like rain fell on me as I lay at the side of the road, my cheek plastered against the bottom of a cardboard box. Pedestrians gave me sideways glances as they rushed on past. Eventually, I could no longer lift my head and was left gazing up at the leaden sky through one eye. In the hushed surroundings, the sound of an approaching train boomed like distant thunder. It blared out regular and strong as it moved along the elevated tracks overhead, and it aroused a strong yearning in me. If the faint heartbeat I could hear within my chest was enough to move me, how big a thing this sound must be able to move! Surely it must be the sound of the world's heart. The strong, big, perfect world. A world I wasn't to be part of. The fine rain fell continuously without making a sound. Lying there in the box, I had the illusion that I was slowly rising. I was rising up and up, high into the sky. Before long, there would be a snap and I would be severed from this world. My mother was the first to secure me to this life. She was warm and gentle and gave me everything I desired. But she was gone now. I couldn't remember what had happened or why I was here in a cardboard box getting drenched in the rain. We can't remember everything, only the parts that are truly important. But there wasn't a single thing I wanted to remember. The soft rain kept falling. The empty shell of myself rose slowly up into the grey sky. I closed my eyes, waiting. The sound of the train seemed to be getting louder. I opened my eye to see a woman's face. She was holding a large plastic umbrella and peering down at me. How long had she been there? She squatted down and looked at me, resting her chin on her knees. A strand of hair hung over her forehead. The train seemed louder than ever, as if echoing under the umbrella. Her hair and my fur were heavy from the rain, filling our surroundings with a lovely smell. I carefully lifted my head and glanced directly up at her. Her eyes wavered. She looked away for a moment, then turned back to me with determination, as if making up her mind. We gazed intently at each other like this for a while. "Shall we go then? Together?" I felt her fingers, cold as ice, against my body as she scooped me up into her arms. I looked down at the cardboard box, surprised by how small it was. She tucked me between her jacket and sweater. Her body was incredibly warm, and I could hear her heartbeat. As the roar of the train overtook us, she set off walking. The heartbeats of she, me, and the world pulsed together as one. That was the day she took me in. I was now her cat.